Mr. Green jumped up from the sofa. "Who's there?" he said. The footsteps stopped. A cloud passed across the morning sun, and the room darkened. Suddenly, Mr. Green felt cold. "Don't you know me, old man?" said a low voice from the stairs. "Who are you? Is this some kind of joke?" He tried to sound strong, but he couldn't. He wanted to walk over to the stairs, but his whole body felt weak. "Who am I?" asked the voice angrily. It paused. "You know me. Don't pretend you don't." "What do you want? Tell me," shouted Mr. Green. The voice spoke again. "Do you dream about it?" it asked. Mr. Green felt ill. There was a pain in his chest. He sat down on the sofa. "Yes," he whispered. "I dream about it all the time." "It was your fault. The emergency door didn't open. You didn't repair it. That was your job," screamed the voice. "It wasn't my fault. It was an accident." Now the pain in his chest was terrible. Suddenly a small dark object flew through the air and landed on the ground next to Mr. Green. He looked down at it and began to cry. It was the body of Sally, his favorite bird.